Now the lines
Love
are more boys
Talk
than
Radio.
But what I'm saying to y'all is that y'all don't understand how men operate. Y'all are so busy listening to people bitch all the time. Y'all not looking at how men operate. I will never operate off of another man. I will never do that. And what I mean by that is I'm never going to look at what another man's doing and say that, well, because it's not working for him, it's not going to work for me. That's bullshit. And if you're thinking that, then you are part of the problem here. And like this email here, as you see, this is part of the problem right here. You've got somebody that if you look at him, look at you. Now let's look at everything that he said. Beautiful woman, -5. That means he's putting a woman before his own needs, right? -5. She came up to him and started a conversation, and he didn't do nothing. -5. And then he's mad because she's cold and distant. Another -5. And on top of that, he's worried about the other guys. So I ask you guys, and see, nobody's doing this for you guys and letting you see what is right in front of your face. Why would a woman want to be with a guy that's already at -20? Guys, -20, gentlemen. I'm not making this up. Y'all do the math. -20. But also, let me show you how bad it is. Excuse me. Give me a second. Let me pull it up. I just have to pull it up on this one. Shit. Hold on a second. Let me pull it up on this one. But let's look at nobody. See, nobody is telling y'all why y'all are doing what y'all doing wrong. And a lot of y'all cannot see it. So this is why I always try to school and educate you guys so y'all can look at how things are going. Remember, guys, remember what I told you before. If you're not even at ground zero, you then become the creepy guy. You haven't even got between 0 and 50 because everything you're doing is in the negative. And again, it goes to show you guys, when I ask you, why on earth would a woman want to be with somebody that's scared as fuck? Why? But he wants to know, I didn't even listen. I was being nice. I already gave him a -20, right? But why did he get -25? Because I've noticed she often plays with her hair when she's alone in the store with me. And I have heard that girls playing with their hair, they like the guy. This is bullshit. And guys, y'all just don't understand why you always end up in a position where they don't want to fuck with you. It's not the woman. You've got to start looking at yourselves. Don't get it twisted. Don't think these women aren't fucking. Don't think these women are sleeping with guys. They're just not sleeping with you. But this is how you can tell a woman doesn't even want to fuck with you, man. It's not on me, and it's not on anybody but you and how you act and how you behave around a woman. That's it. Next email. Guys, if you want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number if you want to call in. Let me get to the next email. Excuse me. Trying to clear my throat. Steve, I think I have a crush on this girl. Strike -5. This is just too easy. I think I have a crush on this girl. -5. All right. As she seems to have the same interest as I do. -5. So what? She lives in the same city as me. So what? But no mutual friends. So she obviously doesn't know me. We're both students at the same college, and I was thinking of adding her on Twitter, but that might make the situation worse, as she would think I could be a weirdo, a stalker, or a creepy guy. I would like to get to know her by meeting her. How should I approach her without being creepy? You're already creepy. You're already creepy. Y'all don't see that. You're already creepy. Do the math. You got a crush on somebody. It's not bad to like somebody, but crushing on somebody that you don't know? That's like buying a car at a lemon lot thinking because it looks good, it's going to ride good. That's why it gets -5. The reason why it gets another -5 is because he said that she has the same interests as I do. Who gives a fuck if y'all got the same interests and live in the same city? Y'all are both students, but not in the same college. All right. But I'm thinking of adding her on Twitter, but that might make the situation worse, as she would think I would be. Wait. How in the fuck? Let me ask y'all a question. And I'm not trying to be a dick or an asshole. How in the fuck are you supposed to talk to somebody if you're not going to reach out to them? How do you meet somebody if you don't reach out to them? How hard is it to just introduce yourself to her? Hey, how are you doing? My name is, you know your name. I just want to introduce myself. Why? Because I saw you and I wanted to get to know you better. That's it. Gentlemen, we're not trying to complicate things. That's not what we're trying to do. But you have to understand that everything that you do is either going to put you in a positive light or a negative light, even before you even meet the woman. And that's why I keep trying to tell you. As soon as you begin talking, you're showing your hand to me. Problem is, as soon as you open your mouth, you're showing your hand to her. It doesn't, okay, this is, y'all ready for this? It doesn't make you creepy to approach a woman. What makes you creepy is when you are looking at her day in and day out, and you're waiting for the right time, and you don't understand doing that on the back end makes you weird and creepy. Creepy is not approaching a woman and telling her that you're interested in talking to her. No. Creepy is when you're looking at somebody from afar, loving them from afar, and you're bullshitting with them because you really want to be with them, but you're trying to find a way to hope that they see you. That's the problem here. And that's why, let me check and see if my boy came on yet. And that's why a lot of you are going to have the issues that you're going to have with women. Because you're not assertive. See, somebody has, they have lied. Look, the seduction community and pickup artists and all those guys, they have been lying to you for years. They have been lying to you for years now. And yet, they still do it today, and you guys don't even see it or recognize it. Because even if you go past 50, you're still fucked. Even when you're past 50, you're still fucked. Because now you're begging. Because now you, everything you're going to get is on her terms, her rules. You're fucked. And what's even worse for some of you guys, most of you are not even at ground zero. Most of you have not even, do you understand that this has nothing to do with the fucking woman? Do y'all get that shit? Do y'all understand that this thing that we're teaching you has nothing to do with women? It has everything to do with you when you start to see the truth for what it is and not for what you want it to be, not for what some YouTuber tries to make you see it as. You are in the negative based on how you feel about yourself. And even if you're above the line, you still got to keep going up. This is not porn. Women are not just going to give you sex. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't have any game and you don't know how to talk to women and you're scared of women, don't know how to approach, don't have text, and a woman wants to fuck you, she's not fucking you because she wants to have a physical interaction with you. She's fucking you to get what you have on a bigger scope. So y'all guys out there, because I know a lot of guys will say, well, Steve, I had a one-night stand, so fucking what? Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? 515-605-9373 is the number. Man, some more questions before we'll get into the topic of the show in the second hour. But I'll answer a few more questions. If you have any questions in the chat room, feel free to ask. If not, I will continue to answer the ones, these emails that I have. But all of this is just simple. All right, here we go. Next email. My girlfriend broke up with me the same week. Wait, my girlfriend broke up with me. Then the same week, she's on a weekend trip with another dude. Gets back to me on Monday and breaks down on me that he rejected her, treated her like dirt through the breakup, and now this. I blew up on her. If she had me, if what she had for me is real love, can I do something about this? Do you see why I show you the scale? Do you see why I show you the scale? She broke up with him to go suck another dick, only for that asshole to reject her. And then she comes crawling back to him, and he wants to know if it's really true love. Then y'all get mad, and the worst part about this is he doesn't even understand, and he's not even asking the right question. He's not looking at what's in front of him. The woman dumped him. Y'all hear what I'm saying? The woman dumped him. And not only is he taking her back, he's trying to see if it's true love between, man. Oh, boy. Y'all kill me with this shit. I don't even need to go into that one. I'm just reading these ones. Jesus Christ. Well, this is kind of long. God damn, it's long. Well, I got time. It's kind of long, guys. I got questions going to ask them and everything like that, man. Maybe I'm doing the puzzle the wrong way. Wait, what are you saying, dude? Maybe I'm doing it wrong, but don't just hear that. I don't understand what you're saying, G. I don't know what you mean by what you're saying. But let me continue. Steve, I've known this woman for a couple of years, a friend of a friend. And, I've met her maybe a half dozen times in that time. We clearly like each other. And we met for a few drinks this time last year and parted with a surprisingly open kiss. However, she went off to Asia for the summer. Is it the summer yet? Yeah, I thought we were in spring. We're not in summer now, are we? I thought we were in spring still. Okay. So I'm not going to see her for a few months. I've been seeing her a little bit more lately. A few weeks ago, we had her bestie had an outdoor with beers and wine. Her friend went on with, and after a friend, we went to hers and got something to eat. She was a little bit drunk. She was getting a little bit crazy. And I'm attracted to her, and I felt a little bit awkward and uncomfortable with the COVID-19 and everything. So I said I had to go. He had to go to work the next morning. The next day we had some back and forth texting, and here's the fact texting. Me, would have loved to have stayed longer. It was getting horny. LOL. She says, no problem, horny. What does FFS mean? Guys, can y'all help me? Can y'all help me what that means? What does FFS mean? I don't know the texting lingo, but she said FFS, just messing. I don't think we have that spark, unfortunately. What is, guys, can y'all tell me what FFS? Oh, for fuck. Oh, okay. Thank you, Scary. I don't know what that shit means, dude. Let's look at it, because I'm not even done reading the thing, but let's look at this thing real quick. He's known her for a while, and he hasn't put his bid in, right? Right, you see how fucked up that is? They've seen each other a half dozen times. So if he's seen her six times, which is a half dozen, multiplied by -5, he's already at -30 right there, right? Guys, what I'm showing you is an ironclad. I'm trying to show you where y'all are based off of what y'all do. Then they had this get-together, okay? And she was acting all this way. But what did he say? I felt a bit awkward, -5, -35, and uncomfortable, -5, -40, okay? So I told her I had to go to work. And then all of a sudden, you want to, you playing all this beating around the bush, and then you want to man up and say, well, shit, would have loved to stay longer. It was getting horny. Think about that. Why would a woman want to be with you? But I'm not done, because like you said, and thank you, for fuck's sake, thank you, just messing. But I don't think that we have that spark. Do you see what I'm saying? He's at, before all this at the party, he was already at -30. There is no spark at -30. When you are acting more like a woman than a man. It all adds up. So anyway, he says, I was kicking myself for essentially getting the rejection and everything. He felt like he did the right thing. Let me keep going. It was so fucking long. Jesus Christ. Hold on. Check the lines. See the lines. All right, lines are open. Lines are open, guys. Wait, let me set the lines up. There we go. So then she texted, okay, wait a second. Wait, let me back up. There's something interesting. All right, so somehow they got back together as friends, arranged to go out, okay, on going out to the beach to swim. Why the fuck are you going out to the beach and swimming? Why? You want, and this is what he said, going to the beach, go to the swim today, weather permitting, not strictly a date, but we will more than likely end up back at hers for some food and possibly more. So let me get this straight. You're at negative 40. She's not attracted to you. You're making it worse by going on a date or going hanging out at the beach. And you automatically assume that just because you're at the beach with her, that she's going to want to take you to her place and cook you food and possibly some more? This is why I keep telling y'all guys, sometimes it is not the woman's fault here. Just a woman ain't going to fuck with nobody that's weak. So she texted him last night. Sorry, I had to cancel tomorrow. I'm going camping in place with, I'm going camping to a place, it means, with my sister. And then post photos, PF place. Guys, what does PF mean? Post photos. PF place. What does PF mean? Wait, let me go to my aficionados and know that shit. PF means Scary Perry. He says post photos PF place. I don't understand what that means, but let me continue. No bother. Good to get away for a long weekend for a few nights. Have a good one. The beach will be packed tomorrow anyway, and I took this at 6 p.m., photo of packed beach, her. Never mind, there will be other chances, even after work next week, a spin, if anything. I don't know what that means. He says, I think the police will be making sure guys aren't at the beach this weekend. I don't fucking know what this means. She says, camping was my plan anyway. Almost done, guys. I'm not hurt by the flake or anything. I have nothing invested, but this is the last line of a blow off? It reads like an original plan A, not yet confirmed camping. And I was back up to tell me this. This is a touche for me, leaving hers a few weeks ago. She eventually is not really ready. She's not ready for a relationship, by the way. It seems to get on occasional hookups, Tinder, etc. So I wouldn't be experiencing no more than FBW. Yes, that's friends with benefits, I think. We haven't even come close to discussing this. I'm still trying to shake off a major crush from over a year ago, so she might be the right person at the right time if I can handle a friends with benefits and she is up for it. Maybe she thinks I want more and is saying that nothing is happening here. I don't know. He just said IDK, really. This is confusing because after a few drinks, she gets quite hot and heavy and then normal, like nothing ever happened. Maybe I'm reading it all wrong, and maybe we're in the friend zone. It's clear I haven't typed it out, but any insight you have, Steve, would be welcome. let me check the email. Let me check the 515-605-9373 is the number. This is what I'm going to get, guys. We're going to go to the topic in a second. I am going to be the only one to tell you this, man. This has nothing to do with the woman. This has nothing to do with the woman. We got to ask ourselves an honest question of why would she even want to be with that guy? What is it about him that's so special to make him want to make her want to sleep with him? Unique, will you stop sending me new photos, dude? I can't post this shit. I'm not going to post this, I guess, but. All right, there we go. All right, dude. I don't know why y'all try to, like, compete and shit. But as I said before, it's unfortunate that guys will be the first one to get mad at her and call her a bitch when everything he's doing is so fucking weak. She doesn't want that. That's right, Cody. It's just how it is. But anyway, let's get into the show. Not going to be on too long, but if y'all want to call in, y'all can. If you got a question, go ahead and ask. But let's go ahead and get into the show. A lot of you guys out there are still living under the world is flat mindset. A lot of you guys out there are trying to navigate and try to figure your way through relationships and all this other stuff, but with the same mindset that y'all have. See, guys, most of y'all guys, unfortunately, don't understand how the fear of failure is not ever really going to be your problem. The problem is your fear of success will always outweigh your fear of failure, because the fear of success brings on more anguish to a guy. Let me explain. You see, if you have the fear of failing, that means you're not even going to try. You're not even going to make the move, okay? And what happens for a lot of you guys out there, you don't look to or understand that the fear of failure is not the worst thing. The worst thing is the fear of success for a lot of you guys. See, what a lot of you guys don't understand, the fear of failure is just a small little obstacle that you got to go through. But the bigger fear is the fear of success. See, when you guys try to get with women, you stop yourself at one thing. It's either she doesn't like me, I'm not good enough, or I'll never be. I mean, y'all just give yourself that one reason or that one excuse to why the world ain't working for you. Okay, so that's just one thing. But what I'm saying to you, what's worse than the fear of failure is going to be the fear of success. Because the fear of success brings on more what ifs, more problems, more excuses, more victims. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. But because of the fear of failure, a lot of guys won't even go to the edge. Somebody gets to the edge, they're not going to go past the edge because they feel if they go beyond that point, they're going to fall off the edge. You see what I'm saying? And And the worst thing you can do is that. I wonder what happened. I think I lost my broadcast. Yeah, let's do it over again. I'll be right back. I'll set it back. Yeah, I don't know why they kicked it out. So we'll shut it down and set it back. Hold on 1 second. I'll close this and we'll continue.
No, that's weird.
All right, is it up now? Hey, G, can you see it now? Is it up? Is it running? Just let me know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't think we did anything wrong. It just happened, so we can't look at that. But I just want to make sure. Can y'all see me on YouTube and everything? We're good on YouTube? Yeah, I think I violated the terms of service by showing you those breasts. I ain't gonna do that no more. I think that's what I did. I think that's where I messed up. I should have never showed you that photo. Do y'all see Scary Perry? We on YouTube now, right? You can see me now on YouTube. Just wanna make sure y'all can see me. Well, I don't know, Freelance. I don't know. Hey, Freelance, but y'all can see me though, right? We're on YouTube, right? Just want to make sure. Yeah, I think the violation was the titty picture. I don't know. The video, the photo I was showing y'all. I don't know. I just want to make sure. Okay, so we're okay. It was that picture. Yeah, it was probably that picture, man. It's probably the picture. So let me, I gotta not post those kind of pictures. But getting back to the fear that a lot of guys have, the fear of success and why it's more harmful than good, is because for a lot of people out there, they don't understand, or they don't get the fact that when you become successful with women and you've never been successful before, you begin to get into this thing that guys don't understand, and it is called uncharted territory, in which you have never been before. And the biggest issue for a lot of you guys is that y'all sit around and you get worried about when she, okay, she accepts my number. You know what I mean? She accepts, well, oh, and guys, let me tell y'all, and real quick, it's not just we have haters, guys. We have women also that, you know, they just do what they want to do because they want to do it. So you got to understand, it's not just guys, it's also women. So that's why we say hi to the ladies, because they're listening to this as well. But what I'm saying is, and what's important here is that when you get into uncharted territory, it's a nerve-wracking experience, because a lot of you guys don't know what to do next. And I think that's a lot of the problems that you guys are going to have in this game. All right. Now, I really want to go into this, and I'm not going to go too long, because my voice is like, really, I feel like I'm losing my voice, but I'm going to try to go on as long as I can. But if you've got any questions, feel free to ask. But you have to understand that, and when I say fear of success, that can be a goal that you reach with a woman. That can be exchanging information. That could be her text message. That could be her saying, yeah, let's go on a date. For a lot of guys out there, they don't understand and they don't know that when it comes to this, that you are always getting uncharted territory and stuff, man. But like I said before, and we're not going to be too long on this because we did an hour. I feel like I'm losing my voice anyway. The biggest problem for most guys is that they won't go beyond that edge when it comes to anything that deals with a woman. It's the unknown that bothers people. It's the unknown that stops them from growth. No. It was just a video of a person's breast. That was my fault. I shouldn't have showed that shit. That was on me. I shouldn't have showed that shit. I got to be more careful next time. But anyway, I'm not going to go too long on this, because I got to save my voice for Wednesday and everything. We might do a Ryan with the Dean, man. I was looking the guy channel. They were fighting over this. She was looking at this guy channel. That's right. You know, guys are going to do that. But anyway, guys, before I wrap this up, do y'all have any questions? Because I can't really go into it because my voice is just really cracking and shit. I thought I could go on, but I can't go on too much. I got to be limited, I guess, in what I do. So if you guys have any questions or anything, feel free to ask right now. But if not, we'll just wrap this up, because I don't want to waste all the good stuff I want to talk about on Wednesday or something. Might do a Riding with the Dean. We might, but I doubt it. We'll see. But if y'all guys got any questions, feel free to ask real quick before we wrap this up, man. I guess it's good they shut it down, because I don't think my voice could have gone another few hours and stuff. It's cracking, and I'm losing it as we speak. So with that being said, we'll wrap this one up. And there's more I got to say on this, and we'll cover it another time. Matter of fact, I will discuss this for the July membership, not the June, but we'll go when we get to the July membership. I'll make sure I'll talk about it and discuss these things. Yeah, I don't know if it's her. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, man. Steve is, oh, shit. Oh, dude, do y'all hear me talk? Y'all can't, wait, can you hear me talking? I didn't, can y'all hear me, did y'all hear me talking? Guys, I would ask you, could y'all hear me talking? Oh, my gosh. Damn it. I have been talking for about 15 minutes, and I didn't realize I didn't turn on my camera. Shit. I was saying to y'all guys, I'm losing my voice and everything. I'm going to try to go as far along as I can. And what I was saying is, fuck, I'll say it again. The issue for a lot of guys out there is that a lot of guys tend to, when they get to success, they tend to become more afraid of it because it unlocks a bunch of other doors. And I was saying, guys, I don't know how much I can talk because of my voice, so if you got questions and stuff, but I'm sorry. I've been talking all this time, and I didn't realize the camera was off. But what I'm saying is that a lot of guys out there, when they move one step with a woman, the reason they get scared at that point or confused and lost, because now you're at a different stage of the game. And a lot of people don't understand that it's the, what do I say next as far as a text message, or how do I take her out on a date? Where do we go? If we go on a date, what do I say? What do I do? So when it comes to fears, fear is not, is not the problem. Fear will never be the problem. The problem is the success is going to be the problem. For anybody that's quote-unquote setting a goal, approaches a woman, exchanges information, gets the first text messages or dates, they're going to have the exact same problem, because at that point, oh, shit, she's interested in me. What do I have? You know, I don't have the car. I don't have the house. I don't have the lifestyle. Or they begin to worry and bring things into their life to make the success that much more complicated. The and that's the problem. Like I said, I can't go on too long because my voice and everything. I was saying that, but guys, I'm gonna talk as long as I can. But as y'all can see, I am losing my voice. Haven't had my operation yet, but I am losing my voice. But I want to make sure I save it for Wednesday's show. But listen to me. Oh my gosh! Excuse me. But what I'm saying to you is this. As a man, the only thing that I can embrace, the only thing I will embrace, is myself. I never want to put myself in a situation that I am not looking towards the moves that I need to make. The moves. See, we don't look at, we only look at what's in front of us. And that's the problem. And for a lot of you guys, what's in front of you is world is flat thinking of not knowing what you want to do. And what I'm saying to you, to all you guys out there that are listening, is that I don't look to fears of loss, and I don't look to fears of success. I don't look to those things, because looking to those things are not who I am as a man. And that's what I want you guys to see and know. This is not, well, I get her phone number or we exchange information. No, it is not that. But what it is for most of you guys out there, for most of you, what it is for most of you guys is not knowing what to do or where to go and how to play this. And it's understanding that for a lot of you guys out there, it gets frustrating. It does. And a lot of you guys get so frustrated because you don't know how you need to be. When you're with a woman and you're doing it right as a man, the one thing you don't do is sit around and complain or sit around and worry about something that hasn't even happened yet. And that's where a lot of guys go wrong. It's not the failure. The failure is not the worst. The failure comes in at when you succeed. Because if the world is flat before you failed, what do you think the world is going to be when you succeed? And you don't know what you're doing. See, if you don't know what you're doing, then the nervousness and the anxiety and the lack of confidence is going to up itself, guys. It's going to up itself. And if that happens and it ups itself, right? Then all of a sudden you are going to put yourself in a weak position because you're worried about what the woman thinks. I never think of or worry about what a woman thinks because a woman doesn't have any power over me at all. I don't look to the first message, us talking or videoing on it. I don't look to that because that's not how you're supposed to do it, gentlemen. You're not supposed to do it that way. The way this works is very easy and very simple, and it's not complicated. It's just we make it complicated because we don't understand ourselves well enough. See, most people will not prepare himself for the next step or the next phase because a lot of guys don't feel like they can get to – a lot of guys see a woman and they're like, she's not going to talk to me. You see what I'm saying? She's not going to talk to me. She's not going to give me a chance. She's not going to like a guy like me, right? But as soon as she gives him that chance and as soon as she starts to talk to him, guess what happens? All of a sudden, he's in a new level with her, which then makes it even worse because he doesn't know what to do next. You know, we're going to be talking about tennis on Wednesday and the following Wednesday. We'll be talking about dinners and shit. But one of the biggest problems that a lot of guys haven't even seen or even understood is that when you don't know what to do, you fuck up. Now, let me tell you, I had a client of mine, and he does the worst things that you guys do, and y'all do what I call cherry picking. What is cherry picking? Cherry picking is when you listen to this show and you hear me either spit a little bit of yak, post something as far as a text message, or tell somebody what to do with a woman, okay? That's called cherry picking. And what a lot of guys do is they think that every woman is the same, and that's not the truth. Every woman is not the same. But you've got to learn that you cannot script things. Because at any time, a woman can veer off right or left. And if you're not prepared to stay down that middle, regardless of where she's veering, you're going to have problems. You know, a lot of guys, like I told you guys, a lot of guys, you know, they say, Steve, well, approached her. I said, excuse me, how you doing? I don't mean rude. You know, I do all the approaches, but then she does something different. But you got to prepare for, see, when you're standing on your principle, all right, gentlemen, you really don't have to prepare for anything. You just got to learn, and we'll talk about this on Wednesday. You just got to learn how to return serve when you know what you want and how you want to go about getting it. But for a lot of you guys, you don't know what you want and you don't know how to get it. So what happens is, for a lot of you guys, is that you begin to get nervous. And this is the thing about most guys. Listen to me. When you get nervous and you get yourself in a situation, 10 times out of 10, you are going to revert back to what you was before you came here. And I'll say it again. 10 times out of 10, when you get caught up in a situation that you don't know and you don't know what to do, you are going to revert back to who you was before, because that is what's called your safe place, your happy place, your place that you can always go back to feel like I'm not feeling stupid or ignorant or anything like that. You can't do this nowadays, brother. You can't do this, all right? I know this to be truthful. I know that when I talk to a woman, I have no control over her thoughts. She has every right to think what she wants to think. She's got every right to turn me down. She's got every right to say no. And I've accepted that before I even talk to the woman. I accept that she can say no. I accept that she can say I have a boyfriend. I accept that she can say I'm living with someone. And I can accept and say that she is married. I can accept that. But the one thing I can never accept, no matter rain, snow, sleet, or shine, no matter if it's day or night, no matter if it's motherfucking at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, or 3 o'clock, I don't care what day, what hour, what time it is. There's one thing I cannot accept, and I've always lived this way. There's one thing that I cannot accept. There's no wiggle room. There's no excuses. There's no trying to bend it and change it. There's one thing I cannot accept. And that one thing is I can never accept standing off of my square. I will say it again. No, it's not to disrespect. I will never accept me moving off of my square. I will never accept being in a position that I lose control. Never will accept that. That's why I don't care about the result versus what I need to do, my bid. I cannot move from what I am. And that's my primary focus. Because I'm not, I don't look to I don't mean to be rude. I don't want to hold you up. I don't look to introducing her. I don't look to shaking her hand and getting her name, reinforcing, letting her know why I came over there, letting her know what my intentions are, and giving her my number. I'm not even there. That is gone. I'm not even on that shit. What I'm on is not the first text message, the second text message. It's not the day. It's none of those things. None of those. I am beyond that shit. All that stuff when she calls me and if she calls me and or she texts, I'm beyond all that shit. The door that I'm knocking on every time, 100 out of 100 times, there is one door that I will always knock on, and that is Father Time. That's the only thing concerns me. All this other shit, that shit is so trivial to me. It is never a thought. Just like what I say to you guys out there. A lot of you guys out there, do you ever think about your ABCs? You ever think about counting from 1 to 10? You ever think about adding and subtracting? You don't think about that shit. You're beyond that shit. That shit isn't even a thought because at any time you give me a mathematical equation that's dealing with adding or subtracting, I got it. So why do I need to be somewhere that I've already mastered? Do y'all see what I'm saying, guys? Are y'all getting the idea where I'm coming from? I am not seeking her approval. Matter of fact, I'm not seeking her disapproval. I'm not seeking any of that shit because my mind is beyond that point. I'm not thinking about a result in which she has every right to have and I cannot control. Does that make sense? I cannot control what she feels or she thinks. What I can control is how I go about doing it. I ain't thinking about tomorrow. I'm not thinking about right now. I'm just going to do what I normally do, and that's spit motherfucking yak in her ear. That's all I do. I'm just spitting yak. That's it. It's all I'm doing is just talking to her and giving her the one thing that you're not giving her. You're giving her something, but you're not giving her what you should be giving her. You guys are giving her the option to maybe allow you to play your role right and to beg enough and to roll around and do magical tricks to what? Get an emoji, a hello, or a date. That's what y'all do. Everything I do, and I'm trying to get you to see it, is giving her opportunity. I am talking to you because I'm giving you opportunity to meet somebody you've never met before in your life. I'm giving you an opportunity to take this drug of MAN so you can be addicted to me. Do y'all see what I'm saying? addictive. Addiction. The last thing that I want to do is put myself in a position to play by her fucking rules. Can't do that. I'm not even thinking about that. And I know, listen, I know a lot of people don't see themselves as opportunity. I understand that. It's a concept in which a lot of y'all want, but it's a concept that y'all not working towards. And the reason I know why is because most of y'all are scared or are nervous or you can't speak up when it comes to women. That's it. This is not complicated. This is not something that a riddle or some shit. It's the truth. When you know your value and your worth, you ain't going to give a flying fuck what women think. Thus, it goes to show you why men don't bitch about women. It goes to show you why men don't even concern themselves or be around people who love to watch people bitch about women. Do y'all see what I'm saying? That's why. See, y'all don't understand why being a man is a club or a syndicate, something that is hard to get into because every guy just are not built on what it takes to get in that club because you're not opportunity. Opportunity gets into the club. Options don't get nowhere but to look from the window outside and see what's going on. You don't even get a seat at the table. And that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. I cannot tell you what you are because I don't know you. But I can tell you by your behaviors why you are what you are. Because the majority of you guys are living to be her opportunity. Her option. A man doesn't look to be a woman's option. And if I'm talking to her, I'm not in a position of being an option. I'm showing her why I'm different out of every guy that she's met. And you know what? Some women won't fuck with you because of that. What do you mean, Steve? You have to understand women to understand what I'm telling you. As I told you before, women are not driven on logic. They don't think the way we do. They are driven by their emotions, and some women will not fuck with you because the mere thought of you is going to bring them into an emotional fucking rage of, oh, my God, I've got to have that man. This is not, I'm telling y'all, some women will not fuck with you because they can't control you. Because they know somebody's got to have the control. And I keep telling you, a lot of women out there, they love the control that they have over a lot of guys. So why would I want to give that control up when I got all these guys doing everything for me? But what y'all don't understand is that a woman that loses control does a lot for the man. Y'all see what I'm saying? She asks him for dinner and not to go out to dinner. She'll ask him to come over to my place for dinner. Yeah, that's the difference. But you're never going to be able to see that if all you're doing is looking at the options crumbs that they give you on a daily basis. But this is all tied to the fear of success. A lot of you guys just are not used to women to a point where you don't give a fuck. And listen, I'm not telling you you should or you shouldn't give a fuck. But believe me, when you get a bunch of women, you're going to stop giving a fuck. I'm telling you right now. It's just going to happen. You're not going to care. And not only are you not going to care about the women, you're not going to care about the end result. You're not going to care if she does call you first. So what? But this is what I'm telling y'all. It's a different game out there. Now, what I like to do, because I don't want to run my voice. If y'all got any questions, just put a Q in there, because I think we want to shut the lines down. No one's called in. But if I got any questions, just hit the Q, and I'll answer a few questions before I wrap my shut the lines down. But if